Click kaya959.co.za. This is how
we do it. To download the Point of View podcast.
So thank you so much for staying with us. So the DA posed questions on the 6th of August, and they were asking the Department of Defence what had happened in their response to this 34 million rand that was stated to have been paid to Cobra Aviation. This was for a chartered flight between OR Tambo International Airport in Havana, which is in Cuba. This was on the 20th of July 2025. So obviously the DA posing questions to the Department of Defense, asking the question, why did it have to cost that much? The department gave a response saying, well, you know, it's because of the number of people that had to go. This was for a graduation for students, you know, that we've spoken before to students who've been taken to Cuba for their studies, and saying this was for a graduation for those students. The question is, what's wrong with the story? So we've brought in the South African National Defence Union Secretary, Piki Grief, who is, asking a few questions about the spend on this magnitude by the Defence Department of Defence, the Defence Force. A very good evening to you, Piki. Good evening, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Good evening. Good evening to the listeners as well.
This is on the backdrop of issues that arose not so long ago about some of your members who have yet to receive their payments, and there were questions around how monies were allocated, allowances were allocated for some who have been on the field and had not all fully received their payments. How does this land for your members who are now seeing this bill, 34 million rand bill for a chartered flight?
Yeah, I'm afraid it's, you know, obviously it doesn't fit very well with the sense of justice right now. There has been some payments to them, to be fair. You know, some outstanding payments have been made. Not everything, though. And we are discussing it with the department. In fact, this week we're meeting the Military Bargaining Council to sort it out about how those allowances are calculated and see that everybody gets their money. But the point is, now, in the wake of that comes this story. Obviously, people are asking questions. And, you know, it's like one person said to me, it's like the department always pleads poverty when it comes
say.
To boots, equipment, and rations, and the most basic needs of a soldier, you know, but suddenly there's a magic carpet to fork out 34 million rand for a flight.
Was the explanation satisfactory?
I don't think so. I think the department took a rather defensive stance on it. It was unnecessary. They failed to explain why it was necessary that so many people went to attend this graduation ceremony. By no means, as a union, we're not saying that the ordinary, you know, workings of the Defence Force should come to a standstill because there's financial problems. But one should also be discerning about how you deal with these costs that you do have. How do you curtail those costs? Is it really necessary to send 50-odd generals over there? You know, those kinds of questions are the questions that are being asked. And I think they're perfectly legitimate asking at this stage.
You know, what concerns me, though, from what you're saying, is that you're still going to go back to the bargaining council to deal with the allocations of those of the money that is outstanding. In other words, it seems to me like there isn't clarity or a conclusion on the matter. Why is that?
Well, the problem started with the department knowing full well that it's supposed to negotiate any issue surrounding benefits and salaries of soldiers. That includes allowances during deployments. They failed to do so before the deployment to the DRC. They didn't even bring it to the bargaining council. A certain dollar amount was paid to South Africa, which amounted to quite hundreds of millions of rands, in fact. And from that money, amongst other things, allowances were calculated. Now, it's not clear to anybody how it was calculated or on what basis the calculations were made to decide how much does the troop get, how much goes for, you know, equipment overhauling and that kind of maintenance and that kind of stuff. That was just kept like a secret. And the result is now that the soldiers are asking questions like, how did you calculate this? Who calculated it? With who did you negotiate this? You know, those kinds of things. And obviously you've got the politicians also jumping onto the bandwagon asking questions about the amounts paid or not paid.
I really appreciate you giving us your time, the South African National Defence Union Secretary Pikie Greef. I mean, it's understandable, is it not, that, you know, while you're fighting for allowances to be paid for some of the men who've put their lives on the line for this country, and obviously on UN missions as well, and SADC missions, that they still haven't resolved the issues of their allowances, and yet you have this 34 million rand bill for a chartered flight. And I think it's understandable that, you know, you would have senior officials who'd need to go on a chartered flight, but perhaps they could have done something about the number so that it doesn't come to that 34 million rand bill. And so it is disheartening. Let me know what you think. 086-000-00959.
Click kaya959.co.za. This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.